This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good morning, guys. What? Oh, I feel a tug here right in my left leg.
Oh, uh-oh. Boy. Yeah. Boy. Now, it's sympathy pains.
It's pain that's reaching all the way down the street to Clark and Addison.
Well, how bad is yours? But more importantly, how bad do you think Shota's is, and right. What do they do as a result?
We don't know, but you know, regardless, you know, they're going to do the imaging today to see where this is at. But regardless of the outcome, this is, you know, more than likely an IL stint, and an IL stint for any type of leg injury like this, especially because the last time out he had the cramping in the front of both legs, you know. So with that in mind, you know you're going to miss him for at least a couple weeks. And any hamstring issue, you know, no matter what grade it is anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks at the best. So you're going to be searching around, and I know what your next question is.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, tell us. Is it a Kate Horton question that
of course.
Anticipating? Yeah.
And his readiness seems to be there. I mean, he's down there at Triple A. He's dominating. He's throwing enough innings. He's not walking people. Yesterday after the game, you know, certainly Craig Counsell was short with his answers, not pleased, as you can imagine, after losing Imanaga. The first question that came up was, is Cade Horton next? And he said, too soon. Too soon to be talking about anything like that. We need to get the imaging done for Shota, and we'll go from there. But, you know, you could tell by his expression, that's certainly going to be a consideration here between him, Flexen, and Wicks. You know, what is your best choice at this point in time? And it might be the dominant young pitcher.
So, Bruce, Mullen and I have been having a good back and forth this morning, and my point would be just – this is the right time to call on a guy who has started the season very strong at Iowa. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to keep him up all season long. But what are the pros and cons? Because I think you can make a strong defensible argument on both sides of that equation.
So the rehab from the subscapular injury to the shoulder area is different. And the coming back and handling of him has been different. Okay. not only is it a you know a serious injury that you have to watch and be careful about rehabbing, but he's also the same thing to them as he is to you and I and all the fans, and that is he's their top pitcher in their organization. So with that in mind and knowing injuries have been a part of the last couple of years, you have to be super careful about bringing him back. And then there's no perfect way of deciding how many innings, how long he should go each time, how long he should be involved in the season after only 34 innings last year. So I think you kind of look at it like the Chicago White Sox might have looked at Crochet last year. He had no innings the year before, you know, like maybe 15 innings in the minor leagues. And he goes out there and he throws 140, and you come up with a plan. That plan this early in the season should be 5 or 6 innings every time out. It was 6 last time out. Not a lot of walks, hardly any now. It might be that time.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I am of the mind that they ought to go with the guy that was dominating at AAA, too, and that is Chris Flexen, who was pitching very well. They've apparently changed one of his pitches. I was reading that they got him to stop using the slider that wasn't working 15% of the time. And, you know, he looks like a guy, again, if you're talking about being able to do something in a kind of abbreviated time frame, I think that, you know, barring, then maybe you can get to Kate Horton a little bit later. I just feel like until we find out how
it's
long
not exciting,
Choate
but
is
it's
out.
A good argument,
no,
right?
But you could be able to save a few starts and see how you do.
I would say that, you know, that is the discussion going on in the front office with the Cubs right now. You know, Flexen is stretched out. He threw a couple innings the other day, but before that he was throwing 5-6 innings at Iowa. So, you know, is that the way you want to go? Or here's a way to look at Horton. He's only going to have a certain amount of innings to be able to throw this year, right? By the way they handle young pitchers coming back from injury. Why not let them be dominant innings at Clark and Addison or on the road? Why not? You know, and I think maybe they're at that point because of the fact, not that everybody wants him here, but because of the fact that he can be a better form of starting pitcher and dominate some lineups by coming up here and throwing. It doesn't mean he has to stay with the team all year. It doesn't mean he has to pitch 175 innings, but your need is now. He's pitching well now.
Well, let me ask you
this, though. He might put a DA on it, right?
If you're committing to making a trade for a pitcher closer to the trade deadline, then I would say, do what you have to do right now because you might want to replace the guy when you get to the trade deadline. And we know that they can't get that done right now. But don't you buy yourself
some time if you do that? Because if you bring him up and he's good,
right? Then but you also could be careful with him and then bring him up closer to the end of the season than the beginning.
Bruce, what I wonder too is, does this different sense of urgency that we all have sensed in the Cubs' approach to 2025 factor into their decision making?
No, it can't.
Okay,
you can't allow it to. You just can't allow it to, because as much as you and I and Mike want to, David, you can't allow that to be the part. If he's healthy enough to pitch at Iowa, then he's healthy enough to pitch in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati or Chicago, right?
Right.
So it's not a question of his health at this point. It's a question of, is he ready to pitch at this level? And is he a better choice for you, being the organization that's lost now their number one and two starters, right? You have one that's lost for the season. You're going to have another that's lost for a short period of time. We don't know how long, but it's going to be a period of time. So with that in mind, do you need a dominant arm to come up and pitch as opposed to a good veteran who might give you 5 or 6 different innings? So it's really not an easy thing to answer, but the reality is that he's going to continue to pitch. It might as well be here with the Cubs.
Last thing on this, Molly made a good point, and others on the text line have agreed with this concern, and it's always a concern when you're dealing with a prospect who's young and doesn't have any major league experience. What level of concern would there be for his psyche, his confidence, and it might be damaged if he doesn't succeed in the majors like he has in the minors?
I don't think it'll impact him at all. I know you guys have talked to him. I've talked to him numerous times on our Saturday Inside the Clubhouse show and other points when he was on Zooms. And he's a terrifically confident young man. Also, I think he's not the excitable type, but certainly believes in his stuff. This has been a dominant pitcher all the way through, you know, until he was drafted and came to the big leagues or to the Cubs. So with that in mind, I don't think, you know, everybody goes back to the minor leagues these days, don't they? I mean, how many guys come up and just make it right away? Even the star players and other teams that you look at, you know, other players like Holiday and people like that with Baltimore, they have to go back to the minor leagues because they're not necessarily ready for the competition. With a pitcher, it might be a simpler process.
Hey, Bruce, I know you guys had Pat Murphy on the show Saturday. He spoke after the game yesterday, and I thought this was fall-down hilarious stuff. Just want to get your take on this cut. Listen to this.
They're young guys. They're at the peak of their game. You know, it's the blue-haired kid is you know, kind of a freak right now, the way he's playing. The new kid with the huge feet, that kid is what a hitter. You know what I mean? What a hitter. I just noticed him when he's digging in the box, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. You know, but he's what a hitter. What a hitter. They could put the kid with blue hair on the mound. He can do anything else right now. Superhuman. Does he still have blue hair?
I don't think so. They showed him with his blonde hair now, I think.
Oh, I like that kid, man. He's a good player.
Murph seems to have a problem with names, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
or pretending to. Exactly.
The blue-haired kid and the kid with the big feet.
The big feet.
That has to be the right fielder, right?
Yes, Kyle Tucker. Bigfoot and blue hair.
Before we go, that's another concern right now. Not much of one, but he did get injured in the ninth inning yesterday.
Yeah.
He came down hard on his thigh. We talked to him after the game. He said, hey, with a little prodding, he said, yeah, we did a little treatment just now, but I'll be in the lineup tomorrow. So, good enough.
He better be.
I mean, yeah. I mean, again, this is only May 5th, right?
Yeah.
And the Cubs have already lost their two top pitchers, one for the year, one for we don't know how long. So, again, the ability of the front office to be creative, smart, go out there and get other people and then be able to look at guys like Horton and bring them up. It's essential to them continuing to be a good team right now.
I know you hustled up to Milwaukee. That was the right place to be, Bruce, for the Cubs and Brewers series. But meanwhile, on the South side, the Sox are dealing with a situation we're wondering. The public is wondering, where's Elko? Where's Tim Elko in this lineup? And over the weekend, a former White Sox minor leaguer tweeted out some real disparaging things about Andrew Vaughn's work ethic. I just wonder, did that register with the White Sox to your knowledge? Is it something that you think is worth looking into when you have a former teammate or a former member of the organization recalling episodes where Andrew Vaughn wasn't the most diligent offseason worker?
Who was it that said it?
Tyler Osik, O-S-I-K. Okay. He was drafted in 2019. He was out of the baseball in 2023.
Okay. All right. Well, even if the work ethic wasn't off the chart at that time, this is 2025. I know that Andrew Vaughn works hard, and they're working hard with him on his hitting. A lot of it concentrating and hitting the ball up the middle and hitting it hard. And hopefully some of that slug is going to come back as well. But I've never heard that before, you know, not saying it's right or wrong, just saying
right. It's
at least 2 or 3 years old.
And
even
everyone's,
if it was factual, people grow in the job.
And you jump on people when things are going wrong, so it doesn't shock me. But I also wonder why Tim Elko isn't up here. Is it because that's such a hitter's park and they wonder if some of those numbers are repeatable? Because I thought that the cell was kind of a bandbox too. And what's your take on why he's not up here?
I mean, I think when he does come up, you're going to want to play him.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, does Vaughn sit, are they at the point yet where Vaughn is considered not going to be functional, ready to sit, can't send everybody to Arizona for rehab, right? So with this situation, I think you let Vaughn play. And again, has he been a horrible player for the White Sox the last couple of years? No, he hasn't. Has he been as good as they think he should be? Or does he think he's as good as he should be? Absolutely not. So those are the things that you weigh when you you consider a kid at the minor leagues. That's a one-tool player, big power. I'm not saying he wouldn't help the lineup. I'm just saying, it's a decision where Vaughn is doing something else most likely if you're bringing Elko up.
So, Bruce, according to the great Chris Withers, a producer, what Luis Robert Jr. is doing is historic. With 3 home runs and 8 stolen bases in his last 8 games, the only other major leaguers that have done that, Mike Trout, Carl Crawford, Ricky Henderson, Don Baylor, and Ty Cobb. So he's on quite a tear. He's stealing more bases. He has been thrown out 5 times, but he leads the majors with 15 steals. We've been talking to people like John Heyman about this as well. We saw the report over the week, and we discussed it a little bit inside the clubhouse. Do you think the White Sox are going to have dealt Luis Robert Jr. by Memorial Day?
I don't know if it'll be that soon, but I can tell you that teams like the Cincinnati Reds continue to have internal discussions on Luis Robert. There's no doubt he could help a lot of teams if they feel this is the version that they're trading for. Again, the economics, $15 million this year, a $5 million buyout if you don't pick up the two $20 million options. For a player of this quality and that with that kind of money, it's chump change, really, in a big market. In a small market like Cincinnati, it's a huge concern because that kind of money really is difficult for them. So I would say, to answer your question, no, not by Memorial Day, but certainly if he continues to play like that, he's going to be traded. And you're going to have to get something good back. You know, there's so much thought about, we have to trade him because he's not the version of Luis Robert that we thought he would be. But from my perspective, you have 3 more years of contract control at a cheap rate. I don't know why you'd trade one of the best players in baseball when you're trying to get better and you're trying to have somebody help your other players get better and win baseball games. That's just me, okay? No one else agrees with that right now.
Well, I mean, I'll ask you this question. How much would you get for Ty Cobb back in the day? How much would you get for Mike Trout a couple years ago? I hate the idea of trying to get the trade in before he pulls a hamstring, because that's what be to me.
And you hit on the right subject. People just don't trust him physically. Even if they see him on the field and dominating again, they don't trust it for the long run. But it's really not the long run. You have an option to get out of the contract this year, okay? So you're not locked into him for 2026 and 27. You might be thrilled to be locked into him for $20 million a year in 26 and 27 if this version is the one like we saw in 2023.
Bruce, we got to let you go, but did you know that John Heyman told us that PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, prefers to be called Pete?
I just call him Buddy, and what's going on, man?
Hey, you.
That's it. I don't do PCA. I don't do Pete. All I know is he's, if you listen to any of the sound bites over the weekend from him after the game on Saturday, this is a guy that's not only maturing on the field, but off. And he's, I'll tell you what, he's up there with the most exciting players in baseball. I don't think there's any question about it.
No doubt
it
about
now.
It.
We like to call him PHCA, so it sounds like we're checking the swimming pool water level or something.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks,
great
stuff, Bruce. We'll see you. Okay, right now, here's something fun right. for you. Right now, mm-hmm. be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, the contest line. That's 312-540-0670. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against the Marlins at Wrigley Field next Monday night, May 12th.
Wow.
It's provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
Ooh, I love that phrase. I love hearing when Coom and Pat Hughes say that on the air, too.
Yeah, and how about that?
You say
the sixth caller, you're going to get a pair of tickets.
Dramatically.
What a gift.
What a gift.
It's a wonderful
Two tickets.
All right, we've got a ton to get to.
All right.
We got to talk about a certain NFL head coach who needs some help. Former NFL coach. We'll get to all of it next. 312-644-6767.
Yikes.
Smalley and Haw on the score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
That is from CBS Sunday Morning Show a week ago. It's Mully and Haw on the score, and Bill Belichick. Apparently, things haven't gone real well.
Really?
No.
What gives you that impression?
Well, I think he had his girlfriend, his 24-year-old girlfriend, copied on all of the correspondence he was getting from the University of North Carolina. They can't be doing handstands, David, about copying her on all this stuff. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. But
are you using handstands intentionally?
No, I just okay. happen to use the word handstand. Yeah. But the story over the weekend from Mike Florio, and the reason I think it's interesting for us to talk about right now, is that the former Blackhawks and Bears PR guy, Brandon Faber, was mentioned prominently in Mike's story as someone that Bill may be turning to for some public relations help mm-hmm. with how this has gone, because it's not going well.
Right. And Brandon Faber has been on the campus of North Carolina. He was there during parts of spring football. He is working, I'm not sure quite the official capacity of his responsibilities, but it was accurate. The story was that Brandon Faber has been in contact with Bill Belichick and the people at the North Carolina football program. Full disclosure, Brandon Faber, because of his past here in Chicago, is a friend of mine. And I continue to be in touch with Brandon over the years and since his departure from Hallis Hall about a year ago. And he is definitely involved in this to some capacity. We'll find out probably eventually what the next move will be. But, you know, when it involves somebody of Bill Belichick's stature, nothing is ever going to be easy. And you don't quite know what the next step will be.
It's very difficult. Apparently, according to reports, the fine folks at HBO were interested in doing a sort of a college version of Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. Only apparently they shied off of it because the girlfriend wanted a producer's credit and wanted to work on the show, and they were set to do this on a Friday. Then the demand came in, and then that was canceled by Monday.
People are going to have their opinions of the relationship, and a lot of it is really outside of our purview. But I do think this, it's what surprised me as much as any element of this story, is that Bill Belichick was somebody for over two decades with the New England Patriots was maniacally focused on football things only.
Yeah.
And was the master of eliminating distractions, right? From everything around, it was always about on to Cincinnati or on to the next thing.
Yes.
And so much of what he has been dealing with, publicly at least, and seems like maybe even privately, as the new college football coach at North Carolina, have been things unrelated to football, have been things that have been more image conscious issues and things that are outside of his control. And so this isn't Bill Belichick football coach. This is Bill Belichick, 73-year-old celebrity dating 24-year-old woman. It's uncomfortable.
Seriously strange story.
It's uncomfortable to talk about.
It is. Yeah.
And it's even more uncomfortable probably to watch, because and it's a shock to people's systems, because they're so used to Bill Belichick being the football-only guy.
Listen,
and this is not about football.
No.
Nobody can tell you who's having these conversations on sports talk radio stations across America and or writing about it. I doubt that they could tell you five players on the North Carolina depth chart.
Yeah,
this isn't about the ACC standings next fall or how he's going to fare on the sidelines next autumn. But it's all about what's going on now, because that's going to be very salacious.
The whole thing is very
TMZ's
weird.
Involved.
Yeah, I just feel like it's of interest because Brandon was connected to it. It honest to God stopped me cold when I saw.
Oh, Brandon Faber.
Not Brandon Fryer.
You're looking at Brandon Fryer.
No,
and
no.
And then Brandon Fryer stood up straighter, like what? Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know why he's involved.
I don't know anybody.
No,
on
not
there.
You. No,
no.
Brandon Faber.
Bro, yeah, but well, Brandon.
I'm just saying. I saw his name, and I was like,
"The inclusion of Brandon Faber certainly gives it a local.
It gave it a local flair. So we
local connection.
It.
Brandon Faber was a big part of the Blackhawks public relations team during the heyday.
Yeah.
During that period of time,
he's a great reputation. He's a good guy. We both know him. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm. And now he's involved to some degree with trying to help Bill Belichick manage his PR.
I would not
PR.
Want any part of that. I don't know about you. I just don't know how you would help him. because I feel like just...
Well, doesn't it depend on what your view of what your job is? Our jobs are not, you know, we're not crisis managers necessarily.
No, exactly.
We're not in the public relations realm. I think if you were in that realm, you might look at this situation as great challenge.
Yeah, this is the dream job.
This is, yeah, well, geez, I can fix this. Yeah. I can help this.
Yeah. I don't know you're going to get everybody connected to do what you want them to do is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking mainly about, his girlfriend.
You're basing that on, I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm basing it on watching the interview.
I can understand why you might jump to that conclusion. If you're in that job and you're in that
you're
industry,
right. Yeah, this is
part of what you're trained for,
okay.
You might relish the challenge because you might think, wow. Because look, career-wise, if you can
manage this,
Bill Belichick get out of this conundrum that he has gotten himself into.
This,
then you can do a lot of things.
This is the New York of crises problems, right? If you can make it there,
you can make it go away anywhere.
Win this one. If I were North Carolina, if I were, what's his name?
Oh, goodness. If I were Bubba Cunningham. I have not had conversations or communication with him, but I can only imagine what must be going through his head because all of a sudden your college football program.
I know exactly what's going through his head.
Yeah, what?
I'm gonna.
This isn't the kind of attention that you crave. If you're the athletic director, this isn't the kind of attention you want your football program to create. You want them to be the biggest surprise of 2025, and not for reasons that we're now talking about. So, yeah, it's
a wild story.
It's unfortunate, but yeah, Brandon Faber, I wish him well, and I hope that he does whatever it is that he wants to do because, as I said, a long-standing relationship, and he's been very good for me, to me, and I know that if you're going to do those jobs. You're not always going to be a guy that gets along with a lot of people in the media. But I always had a very positive professional relationship with him. So I hope he does well.
Yeah, good for him. What else did we want to get to? There were a couple of other things that we had threatened to talk about.
Well, the hockey's all the hockey. We talked about all the hockey before.
Tonight
is the draft lottery. The Hawks have a 13% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Yes.
And I think when you look at some of the options they have, as we talked to Frank Saravelli back at 7:25, they might be better off picking second and not winning the lottery because they don't need a defenseman that is considered to be the number one guy available.
You probably would have to take that defenseman. But the problem is that you're okay in that position.
I don't think they would take the defenseman.
They wouldn't?
Matthew Schaefer, I'm not sure that they would.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Is there any value to taking him and trading him, or is there any value of moving somebody?
Possibly. You'd have to be a really, if you're trading the number one pick, which happens rarely, hasn't happened since 2003 in the NHL draft, if you're going to do that, it's going to be for somebody who is commensurate to basically two first-round picks.
Coach?
I don't think you trade for a coach.
John Cooper?
No, I don't think that would happen. I don't think that would get him either.
I know.
If they get the number two pick, then a guy like Michael Mesa is a center that could be among the most sought after players in this draft as well. Some people would have him number one in terms of evaluating, but I don't know if they will lament not getting the number one overall pick because also it would take them out of next year's. That's what people have included in these stories. If they get the number one pick this year, they can't have it next year.
Right.
And I hope they're not in a position to have it next year.
Well, they better not be.
Yeah, they better not be.
They really need to kind of.
No, but the NHL playoffs are worth your time, as they are the NBA playoffs. There were some good things over the weekend as well. But I think overall, this was a weekend for me defined by Mika Rantanen. And the Dallas Stars scoring, he scored three goals in the third period, a third period hat trick in game seven, never been done before at the NHL level. And I
against the team that traded him.
He's played for a decade with the Colorado Avalanche, wanted to retire there. They trade him, then he comes back and he beats them. And the reason they traded him to Carolina, they didn't want to trade him to the Western Conference teams, so he couldn't do what he did on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Back for Rantanen. Rantanen, all kinds of room! He scores! Mikko Rantanen! And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again! Rantanen scores! Sagan got it out!
that wraparound goal was the most amazing thing you're ever going to see.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
Sean McDonough, one of the best.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
Yeah, he's very good.
That was just a terrific.
Let's close it out with Ron. Our buddy Ron's on the south side. Hey, Ron.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick regarding Louis Robert. I'm not sure about the date, Memorial Day, May 15th. You know, we'll just let the market determine that. If they get offered the right prospects, maybe it is the Reds, or if a team said, let me just try to get out here in front of it. But we certainly can't keep him. I know suggested that. He had, and you know, it's interesting, guys, because you weighing it out, you do have to factor in that he gets hurt.
Yes.
But, so we'll just let the
But Ron, I'm saying is I would, if he's playing well, I would wait until he's playing. I would try to get as much as I could for him. I'm not looking to just get rid of him before he gets hurt. I think that that's a possibility, but I would try to get rid of him when I could get something for him.
Yeah, real quick, and I agree with you. The interesting thing about Luis Robert, and I research, I hope I'm correct, he's the only White Sox player in history to have earned a silver slug and a golden glove. So that lets you know what kind of player. Yeah, one of them, yes, Cal. So, no, you know, Mother, you're right. You can't say, well, he might get hurt and we better get rid of him. Yeah, you know, you get to the middle of June. And so, but the main thing is, let's just hope that he stays healthy and keeps playing well. So you guys have a good
research, Ron. Thanks, Ron. You're
that's
hired.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's our guy.
Good stuff. I think the Reds are interested, as Bruce pointed out. Okay. The Reds have been mentioned frequently in the Luis Robert Jr. conversation. And if they're still interested, they're a team. If you're a Cub fan, you do not want to see the White Sox trade with.
That's probably true.
You do not want to see Luis Robert Jr. in a Reds uniform. That was just that's a bad idea for Cub fans.
Right.
All right, we have to give some stuff away because the good people at Nuts on Clark, they had a product drop, and there's a bunch of popcorn and chocolate-covered peanuts and a bunch of other good stuff out there.
Looks phenomenal.
I've already opened a bag of theater popcorn. I don't know if you heard me chomping away, but it was during a break, so we're not on the air. And it's delicious. It's all delicious, and you can find out just how delicious it is if you are the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win your way in to see our show live Friday, May 16th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Be part of the studio audience. We'll get you set up for the start of the Crosstown Series and special guests and plenty of Cubs and White Sox chatter. Plus, the popcorn that Nuts on Clark provided will be here for us to all enjoy, provided by Nuts on Clark. I might even pop a batch myself, though. I don't know if it will be any better than this. I can't say that. I'm not going to brag, but I will probably pop some passionately.
That's great stuff. All right. We've got, I believe, Mark Grody is in today. So we've got Mark Grody and Leila Rahimi
Food's
next.
Here. Grody's here.
Motley and all the score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.